Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we officially start the show,
oh boy,
I just want to tell you something because, you know, sometimes you screw up.
You're already sick of me?
No. Sometimes you screw up and, you know, people criticize you. I just want to let you know, like, you know, I love you, man. Like, I love you.
Oh,
I love you. You know, you don't have to worry about me, like, judging you or being mad at you, because I know what you're capable of doing, Gresh. So even when you screw up, listen. I love you.
You just touched my feeling.
Yeah, good, because I need more from you tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So let me make sure I feed your ego and let you know that even though you screw up, I still love you, man.
Oh, you need me?
Love you.
If you need something from me the next 2 days, forget about it. I'll be in Smokesville by 5 o'clock this afternoon.
What is to catch Smokesville? Should I make a stop there too?
I was just gonna say in the summer it's on the deck, in the winter it's in the garage, and Smokesville moves around.
Okay.
But for the first time since January 6, 2022, it has been over a year since the Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics have lost a game on the same day. 36 times. We're talking over a year.
Is that
in
good?
Which we saw what we saw last night. It's pretty good.
Is it? I figured like it would have been like 1995 or something like that. Since last year?
I mean, it's pretty.
Okay.
When you think
it's an important number?
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
Because it shows the heater that both have been on. It shows the run that both teams have been on. But, you know, we got to let's spread the love, because the Celtics did lose to the Knicks last night in overtime, 121-117. Celts had a big fourth quarter run just to be able to get this thing to overtime. And then when they do, you're in a three-point game, and Jaylen Brown is at the line, and he misses a couple of free throws. And, yes, we are poking fun at what you are about to hear, but after the game with those missed free throws, Joe Mazzulla was asked, about Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen is a guy who can kind of get down on himself, particularly after missing the free throws. Is that, do you have a conversation with him?
I love you, Jaylen.
Oh, my God.
Anything more than that, and anything going forward?
I love you, Jaylen, and I believe in you.
Christian, your thoughts?
I want to throw up on the microphone just real quickly. I have this gag reflex.
Get a trash can.
I have a gag reflex. And that just actually triggered it, because it doesn't have to be that dramatic, does it? Does it have to be that dramatic? Hey, that was Abby Chin, right?
Yeah.
Asking the question.
Yeah.
Hard-hitting questions from Abby Chin. So glad she's there to provide that content. I love you, Jaylen. Like, really? So the dude misses the front end, hits the front end of the rim. They're down one. He makes both free throws. They're in the lead. They probably end up winning the game. Who knows? But at the worst case scenario, you say he hits one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He hits one of them. Listen, it happens. It shouldn't, especially for a guy like that. But I don't know. When you're watching, in my head, I said, you know what? Based on the way his night was going and how bad he was playing, I actually felt like this dude's going to miss both these free throws. Sure as hell he did. But it doesn't matter. It's all good. Your coach loves you.
To I love me, you, Dylan, and I believe in you.
There's something about that, and I don't know, maybe I'm just the old school hardo with things like this. I just don't think it needs to be, I don't know, do I really need to let the public know that I appreciate and love Jaylen Brown? It felt forced to me.
Okay.
And so I was like, eh.
All right, let's go to the start of the show and the whole Bruins and Celtics.
Yeah.
Look at why Bruce Cassidy got pushed out. because he was the guy who would have been like Christian Fourier. I'm going to sit in front of the microphone and say, well, if this guy's a GD all-star, he should be making those.
No, I think it's different. To me,
I think in the NBA,
to me, it's like if a guy drops a pass, like
you have to give huggies.
And then that's kind of my point. I feel like
hug him.
He's an adult.
Oh, really?
He's an adult, and I feel like I don't know that to me felt it was like a forced relationship. It was like it was like, hey, listen, I want to make sure you don't go into the tank over the next 2 weeks, and I just don't think he will. If a guy dropped a pass. Like a critical third down, something like that, drops the pass, something right in his breadbasket. I don't think it would be needed for the coach to be like, similar question. You know what, Hashimoto led, everybody know that I love Gresh. Well, what about you know what? That's not important. He needs to know that I love him and I trust him. I don't think he believes that you don't trust him. I don't think he thinks that you don't love him. Now, suddenly you're an outcast because you missed you missed two free throws. It just seems a little bit corny to me.
Oh, it's what aggravates you about the NBA is that you've got to pat him on the head and give him hugs and pat him on the bum. And not that Joe Mazzulla should have come out and eviscerated Jaylen Brown.
No.
But that response was interesting. And Jaylen Brown after the game talking about Jaylen Brown and everything that went down last night.
I just got to be better. To be honest, tonight was just a rough game, and I'm a better basketball player than I played today, and those two missed free throws kind of embodied like the whole game, for me. Didn't really get it going, didn't give my team enough energy to win, and that's what happens when you don't come out and give your best, and I'll be better.
He was dookie all night. I mean, he had the late overtime surge where he gets that quick two-pointer, and he, attacks the basket, and you're like, okay, here we go. But the majority of the game, he sucked. I mean, he was 8 of 22, hit 1 out of 8 three-pointers. It was 5 of 7. If I told you he was 5 of 7 from the free-throw line, would you say, oh, okay, that's why it's not bad? I mean, it's, 70%, 71%.
Stats,
it's not great.
Stats are deceiving.
But
two misses were massive, yeah.
So if you say, listen, if you missed the first two, at the end you're like, oh, crap, who cares? Listen, he's got to make the shots. That's what you pay him the money for. A guy that his level – you would expect him
now
under the pressure to make this at least one out of the two. You got to make 50%. I would expect him to do that. So I would chalk this up as an outlier. Personally, I would chalk it up as an outlier. This is not who he is. This is not what you're used to. Everyone has a crap game. Yours just came at the worst possible time.
It's more than that.
What is it more than?
Because Jaylen Brown screams about wanting respect. That Jason Tatum is thought of, he's up here. And Jaylen Brown is good, but just a little below right here. For those of you who saw on Twitch, not that big a difference, right? There's your difference. That is why some people don't cut Jaylen Brown a break. Because in a situation like that, where you're having the bad game, and we've seen it from really great players in the NBA. I don't have a great game. How can I impact the game? Jaylen Brown could have impacted the game dramatically and saved his night by just making a couple of free throws. You want to be an all-star? Even you falling into the whole, Gary Washburn trap. MVPs don't miss those free throws. So shelve the MVP stuff as much as Jaylen Brown wants to be considered. To me, this is a part of the reason why Jaylen Brown is thought of the way he is. Because in situations like this, you got to come through. You don't get many of those, and you're standing at a free throw line, and I don't care who you are. Greg Hill standing in the hallway, ladies and gentlemen. We can put him on a treadmill for 30 minutes and gas him out. Stand him at the free throw line. He's capable of knocking two of them down. And I'm not using Greg as a bad example, but I'm just saying is that
he's just happens
free
to be right,
he's right there. But free throws are things that you should make. Free, like, if you're a professional, you're an all-star, especially in that spot, you got to make those.
See, that makes
and
me think of...
that's the difference.
Well, that's part of it. I do agree with you. That is part of it. But there, when I think about this, okay, so what separates, like, the greats from the good? So
clutch.
That's it.
In that league, it's clutch.
It is clutch. And really, in any sport. So
you're right.
What separates this guy from that guy? Well, because you're all going to end up having similar opportunities. Who shines in that scenario? And then who, completely, crumbles under the pressure? So I do think it's important. You know, Terp was at the game the other night, and he said they were actually – there was a couple guys trying to start an MVP chant for Jalen Brown.
Come That's on right, now. In the first quarter. And he
right?
went to the line.
They were trying to chant for him, right? And it didn't take. It didn't take. So I would think that he's always going to be chasing Jason Tatum. Always. I don't care how much his management team, his PR team tries to put him in front of Jason Tatum. He's always going to be chasing because the guys like me who said, hey, listen, you should give him some respect also. You should put some respect on his name also. He's just as talented. He comes up when Jason Tatum disappears. He shows up and he makes up the difference. Missing free throws like this is probably the worst like visual reminder of your shortcomings as of anything else I could see. Forget about the way Jason Tatum missed the last second shot to win the game in regulation. You can understand a guy like that. Like, listen, those all the time, they don't fall, but at least you still have overtime. Being able to kind of get the lead, secure like, a possible one, even though there was still time left on the clock, and then miss both of them. So you missed the first one. You hit the front end of the rim. Self-correct. You should know that, a little bit more, at least hit the back of the rim. I don't know, like. Listen, he choked. It's easy to say that he choked.
He's never been a great free throw shooter. A texter to 37937 says he misses free throws at the end of games all the time. And that's right. I'll bet you if you did a fourth quarter free throw comparison of guys that were all-star caliber players, it'd be very interesting to see close and late how those guys would do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.